It's crazy to me that accountability is one of the most important aspects in leadership, yet, particularly in Africa, there are no solid systems that keep our leaders accountable. And I'm not speaking from the perspective of governments only, but even from small groups of people with leaders, organizations, companies, and so forth. Accountability is a major problem that really needs to be stressed and practiced in Africa. In one of his writings, Samuel Koranteng said that African leaders are to blame too for Africa's situation because many leaders do a lot of talking with little action, but true leaders should lead by actions and not directions, and that speaks volumes towards accountability. Welcome back to the Motors Podcast. I am your host, Truman. This episode, I'm going to talk about something that affects all of us and something that as young leaders, we really need to work on and solve. The issue of inconsistency in leadership that is stemming from a lack of accountability systems, or basically systems that hold leaders accountable for the actions that they take and the ones that they are supposed to take. The reason why I chose to talk about this, and also the reason why I chose to talk about this early in the season, is because I strongly believe that in as much as leadership depends on a lot of characteristics, at the end of the day, if the leaders aren't accountable for their actions and don't actually have systems that keep them accountable, the end result is almost always certain doom. And mind you, this is not doom to them, but the people they lead. We see this particularly in African governments where a leader is quote-unquote allowed to do whatever they please and they are very limited, if not no repercussions at all. This does not only affect economies, hence our standard of living, but also every other aspect of our life in Africa. And like I said earlier on, this is not something that just happens at the top or in politics, but also in our everyday lives with the organizations that we're in. Funny enough, the reason why I actually chose to have this episode is because of what I've been experiencing these last 3 years. Systems whereby leaders are not consistent in the rules that they put in, and because there's no communication, in fact, they don't take communication seriously, there's no one to keep them accountable and actually tell them that some of the decisions that they make simply do not make sense. And because they create such a huge divide within the people those rules apply to, there's no consistency. You see, leadership is not just an issue of saying I'm the one saying things and because I'm at the top, then it goes. Most of the time, a visionary leadership fails because the level of accountability in that particular organization in line with the vision is non-existent. In a situation where there's no accountability, there's a lot of inconsistency. In most African governments, rules are there, laws are set. However, it seems like the rules only apply to the majority of the people and do not apply to a select few. When you have situations like these, that is when you start experiencing things like corruption, because technically the rules apply to everyone, but because they aren't strong accountability structures, at the end of the day, there are a lot of inconsistencies. There are exceptions in terms of who gets to abide by the law. For organizations, companies, businesses, and even countries to succeed, there should be a spotlight shown on accountability, because if we're speaking in terms of governments, when there's a lot of inconsistency, you have a lot of corruption, because essentially the rules wouldn't apply to some of the people because of inconsistencies. And that is one of the major problems we are facing in Africa today. It is our role as the young people to actually deal with that. I genuinely believe that there's nothing as a perfect leader, hence why it is very important to have accountability structures. I know I've been talking a lot about these accountability structures, and I'm assuming that you might be wondering what exactly I'm talking about. Let me get into that real quick. Quick example. Let's just say I have set my New Year's resolutions, and one of those resolutions is I want to read the whole Bible. And to do that, I'm going to follow a year-long Bible reading plan that will give me specific scriptures that I need to read every day. That is a goal that I want to achieve. Now, I might choose to do this alone, and obviously that would be extremely difficult and would require a lot of discipline and a lot of time. What tends to happen is you are highly motivated the first few days or weeks, then you start not being as consistent, and before you know it, you've missed a lot of days. Likewise, this is what usually happens with several leadership structures. People have goals that they set, and at the end of the day, when they aren't as motivated to achieve them, they kind of fall off and don't care as much. Now imagine this. I set that goal or target for myself to read the whole Bible in a year. Then on top of that, I get someone to hold me accountable, sort of like an accountability partner, if you might call him or her that. Someone who will force me out of bed if I haven't read the Bible on a particular day. So in that particular kind of situation, imagine what would happen. Obviously, by year end, I would have read the whole Bible and achieved my goal simply because I had someone who was keeping me accountable. That's exactly what I mean by accountability structures. Businesses with visionary leaders should prioritize accountability in their organizations because essentially, what they are trying to do is to achieve their goals, and those goals can never be achieved without proper accountability. Businesses where accountability is a priority almost always outperform those that do not, because things like embezzlement are almost non-existent. Now, let's take this to a larger scale. Governments. There is an enormous need for us to hold our leaders accountable and actually do their jobs, because I strongly believe that if the leaders are kept accountable, sir, and why are you still listening? Well, because you can be part of the change. From some statistics I was looking at, a few companies actually really prioritize accountability, and in a sense, they can never really achieve their fullest potential because a lot of the things are going downstream. We are the future leaders, and it is very important to realize that accountability is the cornerstone of leadership. If there is no accountability, there is lukewarm leadership. And bear in mind, accountability is not a sweet fruit. It's bitter. But just like medicine, it always works for the good. Thank you for tuning in to the Motus podcast. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe, like, and share. If there are discussions you feel like you might want to have with me, I'm almost always available on Facebook and Instagram. Just search up Truman Mabumbo and hit me up. Until next time, this is the Motus.